a really great friend of mine, special guy who truly loves Jesus, an elder in our church, youth pastor, and just an all-around great guy, Todd Lout.
We need to start like this. We need to, let's just pray in the Spirit. Let's stir up this atmosphere for the one who's holy. Again and again and again and again. Oh, you can come in an instant. No matter what portion we're at, no matter what we're doing, if we're laughing, crying, you're big. Oh, God, we need you. And we want to see you. We want to know you. We want to experience you in this room. We want to have you, God. We want to be in you and grafted in you. Oh, you're God. You're big. You're huge. You're loving. You are love. You're amazing. You're personal. Oh. I ask you, God, tonight to give us revelation and wreck every heart, everyone. Just touch our minds, God. Expand our thinking to see how big you are. Expand our eyesight in this room. Expand our hearts tonight for you, God. Expand them. Expand us to contain a little bit more about you. You're huge. Holy. Holiness. Holy. You are holy. 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 What's going on in heaven? Holy. Oh, we pray, God, we pray your prayer, Jesus, on earth as it is in heaven. Well, that's big. That's really big. Oh, that's bigger than we think it is. That's bigger than we think it is. We ask for it, God. Before we're out of here, we're asking for it, God. Thank you. Oh, God. Holy Spirit, I ask you to fall on this whole room. I ask you to fall on every heart, every mind. I am asking you to wreck everybody. I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, to tear down paradigms that were once about you and build up something more truthful. And tomorrow, again, something more truthful. Tomorrow, again, the day after that, more, more, God. It's about your presence. It's about knowing you. It's about how we don't know you, and it's about knowing you. Oh, God. Holy. Holy Spirit, He's going to wreck us tonight. He's going to do some stuff that we're longing for in this room. He really is. He's going to reveal a little bit more about Himself. It's not because of me, it's because He wants to. And He's got people in this room that are going to say, okay, do it. Open my eyes, I want to see more of you. Thank you. Holy Spirit, if you allow any time for me to speak at all, then I ask that you just work on hearts major, big time. We're going to worship you again. God, we're going to worship you again. can we have the house lights up a little? I want to see the image bearers. There they are. This message is called Awe God, A-W-E, God. This message is about standing in awe of God, and it's about awe, God. Together. Ah, yeah, there you go. Oh, okay. I'm still taking a minute because I feel him saying, just wait on me, wait. It is true that if we wait on him, he's going to make us fly. It's true. It's true. Just take a little time and not and lay our own agenda down, and he's going to make us fly. In fact, before we go on, think of your agenda and let's just lay it down right now. Let's think of this amazing God whose span of his hand holds the universe. And let's lay our agenda down in front of him at the moment. God, here, God, here. Here, God, we trust you. You can have it. You can have these plans. You can have them all. We thank you for these good things, these plans that you give us, these strategies. We thank you for all of it, God. We'll walk in your ways. We'll walk in these things. And we lay down everything in front of you and trust you. You're fully God. You're totally other than. We know it's true. I'm going to give a tiny bit of preface just so you understand my heart. I am a shack pusher. I can't talk. I'm wrecked. I really am. In a good way. Yes. The book, The Shack, I'm a shack pusher. I've purchased many copies and given them away. And the reason is because there are so many out there who still don't know that Papa loves us, really. Still don't know that God is really for us. They still don't get it. I've got to make things clear here. We are so blessed in this atmosphere. I mean, we should actually every day just go, wow, thank you, God. Thank you that we're in this free atmosphere. Thank you that we have leadership that tells us that you love us. Tell us what your heart really is toward us. We're blessed. It causes us sometimes to forget that there are millions out there in religious places being taught that God is mad. And all he is judgment. And that's why I love to just push the shack on people and say, oh. This is a fiction story that I believe came through true revelation from God through a cool man who was broken in a very unassuming way. That's my heart. I love Papa. I love Daddy. My life is more. I want it to be more every day to be in his arms and sing love songs to him. One of my favorite phrases to sing is, let my life be like a love song to your heart. No! Exactly. And the cool thing is here, we've learned we've learned that God is closer to us than we think He is. He's our friend. He really is our friend. He is a loving Father. Look at the Bible. It's awesome. Look at the Word of God. It is amazing. It's living. It's true. And it has all kinds of things about our daddy. It tells us that if a regular father wouldn't be mean enough to give a kid who's asking for some bread a rock to eat, how much more who is perfect love that he would give us the desires of our hearts and the things that are going to be better for us. That's our daddy. That's the one the world needs to know. It also says to be in absolute reverence of him, to be in awe of him. That's what I want to go after right now. This God who is grace, who extends mercy beyond what we really deserve, and it's endless. I think I shared in here one time about a very powerful vision I went into in my, well, it was a dream. I was asleep. And I'd gone to heaven in this thing. And it's not so much that I had this whole heaven experience where I got to walk around and check everything out. I wish it was. That one's coming. But I went there and I was standing there talking to the Lord. And though I didn't really clearly see his face either, and yet I'm talking to him, because the whole focus of the dream was a different thing. As I'm talking to Jesus, I can see this massive pillar beyond him over there. And it was so big that it was way bigger than this planet Earth is. But it was a pillar. And it was iridescent in color. It was the most beautiful thing. It was like this beautiful iridescent swirling color that was just going up. And I asked him, "What is that?" And he said, "Oh, that's my grace and my mercy." And I went, "That's how much is available in this dream." I was overwhelmed in this vision about how, oh wow, there's so much of that, and we don't partake of that so much. I think we get a mentality that we're going to like take too much. Impossible. Impossible. I have been so struck right now about standing in awe before him. We need to remember everything. We need to remember it all about him. All the facets of him. And we need a revelation of how close we are to our friend. At the same time, we need to stand in awe of that friend. And I'm thinking of how if I, as a youth pastor, if I have buddies in the youth group, and I do, I mean, if you've seen me call them all up, and I call them friends. Well, my friends come on up here, you know. And I'm youth pastoring them. If I come to a place with them, or if one of them comes to a place with me where they're so much my buddy, which is what I want, I do, but that they become disrespectful, they could. It's happened. And kind of talk me down even, you know. I love freedom in that place. You know, I don't even want to address it, but it's kind of weird, you know. So is it with our daddy, seriously. As much as he is right here, our buddy, our friend, we got to remember to stand in awe of this amazing God. Here's the deal. He says, in the word, "I am huge. I am endless." There's so much description of him in here, and we have got to keep this in mind every day. Not only is that going to help us with our revelation that he's our loving Father, it's going to cause the fear to disintegrate in our lives, because this loving Father, this loving friend of ours who's here, is the one who created the universe. He is the one who is totally other than anything else. He is the one who sees these problems that we have, and they suddenly become nothing small, because this is the one. This is the one. This is how big he is. I want to talk about how much we need to be in awe of him, but not too long, because we got a place to go tonight and worship. He's going to show his face in this house tonight. He's going to. He's going to show us some stuff. There's going to get, we're going to get new revelation of him tonight. We are. This is his idea. He wants us to have this. Holy. The fact that he is the beginning and the end. I mean, who was before that? No one. Who created him? Nobody. He was the beginning and the end. That's one thing we can't even grasp yet. We just can't grasp that. That's one of those we probably won't even come close to understanding that one until we get to heaven, and then we might come a little closer when we're with him in eternity. That's a mystery that is beautiful and sweet and puts omnipotence on our dad as the ultimate problem solver. That's him. Oh my goodness. Isaiah 40:12. It says, who's measured the waters in the hollow of his hand? Measured heaven with a span. This is our span. I can't even measure a football with my span. He measures the universe. And calculated the dust of the earth in a measure, weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. Check this out. Well, I already know this fact. If you take our own, there's the whole universe, and then we have galaxies, yes? And the galaxy is massive. If we take this galaxy that we're in right now and say that the United States represents the galaxy, our galaxy, then our spot, the Earth, could fit inside of a coffee cup in Idaho. That is how big our planet is in comparison just to our galaxy. And the universe has many, many galaxies. Many, many, many. There's no way to calculate it. This is the span of God's hand. This is the span of his hand. Somebody like that dares come and get right in our face and breathe life into us? Yes! We just have to remember this, though. Oh, yeah, he's really big. I mean, if something's going wrong, just stand in awe of God. Just stand. I'll tell you a real quick little testimony just about today. We found out we're suddenly moving to another house. And we just found this out the other day, and bam, we're moving. We're moving everything. Boom, boom, ba-boom, boom, boom. Packing, moving, big time, you know. And that could feel stressful, you know. But today I went to our new place, and I was looking around at stuff that needs to be done, and I got on the piano and just started singing How Great Is Our God. Wrecked! Wrecked! Wrecked, wrecked, wrecked. Everything else didn't matter anymore. It just didn't. You hear the words of that song? Guess what he does? He wraps himself in light. He wraps himself in light. What is that? What is that? I mean, do you really, you know, we sing these lyrics, but have you thought about what that looks like? He wraps himself in light, with light. Okay. I can't really exactly grab the light that's coming out of that light right there. You know, I don't know how to grab it. All I can do is turn it on and look at it. He wraps himself with it. It's his clothes. Ah! That's our God. That's our daddy. I know you guys know this stuff, but we need a reminder. We do. We really need a reminder. Okay. I'm going to tell you something that happened one night at Wildfire at our youth group. And this is cool. Let me put that on pause. Have you heard about some of these... how some of these revivals have begun that have taken place up in Toronto, you know, and out in Pensacola. And they started when people got on their face and they were reverencing God big time. That's how these things began. I think that is absolute strategy. I really do. We are to stay in revival. But this revives our heart over and over and over again. When we're corporate doing that, bam, we got a revival going on. If we're seriously reverencing his face. And one night in our youth group, it was my turn to lead worship. The kids were out there in the room worshiping, really getting involved, worshiping, just pacing back and forth, praying, worshiping. I love how they do. We were inside. That's the key to tell you. I just got struck with how big he is. I got struck with the omnipotence of God. And suddenly I just started singing out, "We repent for looking at you so puny. We repent for looking at you so puny." Repent, by the way, is just going back up to the high place. Back up to the truth. That's what repent is. Penthouse, just go back up. That's where we belong. Repent. We repent for looking at you as a puny God. And I started singing that. Oh, we repent for seeing you so puny. We just repent for seeing you such a puny God. And declaring how big he is, it began to rain in that room. It rain literally fell on all over my keyboard. I thought sweat was flying off my hair. It wasn't. Rain was coming down. I looked up and here it came down on the keyboard. It was dripping off my keyboard. And some of the kids in the room felt it. I believe that was strategy. I believe that was him saying, "Thank you for remembering how big I is. Let me just how big I am. Let me just show you right now how big I am." Which is nothing, actually, to rain in a room. Nothing for him. Sure is nice and big for us. If we remember this constantly while we're still remembering how close he is to our heart, man, we got something going on right there. We got a formula that works. While we're not into formulas, trying to conjure up something again the way it was done before, this is a sure formula right here. But it's not really a formula. It's just living in God. It's living in God. Living as a follower of Jesus and saying, "Okay, God, you are God." Okay, I was going to read all Revelation 4, but evidently that's been done already. Good heavens, what worship leading. Goodness gracious. On that note, I want to just touch on this real quick. I've seen so many different opinions and different ways to worship God. Different thought patterns, you know. I just mentioned to a couple people this week, I'm going to preach on the bigness of God. And they're like, "Don't forget grace." Yeah, I know. Believe me, I know. I mean, everyone's got something they want, you know, to be heard and said. Everyone's got an opinion, you know. I used to work for Kenneth Copeland. Awesome ministry. Word of Faith. And they have a certain focus over there, you know, about our mouth, you know. Everyone thinks they're all about money. No, actually not. They're it's just about living victoriously, you know. But yeah, I would go to the conferences and that they would have their Believer's Voice, Believer's Conference, and the preachers would stand there and preach, and while they're preaching, thousands of people were at these things, and they would all start walking up and putting money at the feet of the preacher. You know? Well, I knew some people that heard about that, saw that, and really just judged that that's not God's heart. How do you know? Really? Did he tell you that? I mean, they're honoring a guy. They're blessing him. And the one night that I was there, I know what they did with that. They bought someone... a completely other ministry, an airplane that wasn't able to go places. And now they were, you know? What I'm saying is this. We think we got the scoop on how God thinks about this, how God thinks about that. But I'm telling you this, if we would just look at Him and stop looking at how this is done or that is done, opinions, things like that, oh my goodness. It's first of all, we're going to be saved from... we're going to be... we're going to be saved from strife. We're going to... that was not my strategy, you know. We're going to be... help me, Matt. We're going to be... oh, God. God, you're big. Holy. Oh. We are going to be saved from all kinds, 10,000 problems. If we just look up at God, we're going to be saved from these things. We're not going to be offended anymore. We're not going to be hurt and jealous anymore. We're not going to be sitting around spending hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of judgment or over how somebody else does something. We're going to look at Dad, who is huge. We're going to see God. We're going to see His face, and He is going to cause everything else to be pale, and then we'll get a heart for these people that we think maybe are doing something wrong. I'm telling you what, there was somebody who didn't like somebody who didn't like the way we manifest, you know, the way God, we move, the way we worship in here and things like that. And I got to talk to this person who was pretty vocal about that in somewhere else. And tell him, you know what, if you went to the desert to be with God, where all you can hear is God and see Him and look for Him, and I was too, for a long time, we'd both come back with brand new revelation of God. We'd both come back with things we don't even know right now. You know, things we don't understand. We would, because we're looking at Him. We're looking for Him. And He is endless. He's endless. He is an ocean without a shore. I just need to declare a couple things about Him. He is bigger than. He is totally other than. He is not made in our image. He's not. We are made in His image. He is not made in our image. We are made in His image. And when we get a revelation about how big He is, and we understand that we are made in His image, oh my goodness! Everything else is easier. Everything else is simpler. Everything else has more stank on it, more power on it. Everything else has more fire on it, because we're stopping trying to make Him fit into our mold. He is huge. He's absolutely big. that really wasn't my intention, but you guys, check this out. Revelation 4 says that if you look at the throne, there's an emerald rainbow. A rainbow. A rainbow. Check this out. If this is what you see when you're looking at Him and in the throne, this has always been there. It's a rainbow. This is what He sent to tell us, a covenant. Ha! Part of what's going on in heaven, part of His own description, He brought to man and said, okay, I'm going to promise you this after the flood. Covenantal mercy, part of His own makeup, a rainbow. Isn't that cool? This is how big He is. This is how much He thinks about us. It's a part of Himself that He sent as a symbol. I'm undone. I am undone. Let's turn to Psalms 104, okay? Holy. Holy is an awesome word. It's being said right now in eternity. And when you just say it to the Lord, it does something to the atmosphere. Thank you, God. Thank you for ministering in this room tonight. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing a revelation to us about you, about God, about the Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I ask for more. God, I ask for more of your fire to enter this room as we read a little bit more about you. I ask you, God, to come and bring us revelation like we've never seen before. Thank you, God. I've brought some paper up here. There it is. Can I get a couple of people to pass out these note cards to everybody? Thank you. Thanks, Peter. Thanks, you guys. All right, Psalms 104. Check this out. Oh, my soul, bless God. We could stop right there. Oh, my soul, that's my mind, my will, my emotions. Bless God. God, my God, how great you are. Beautifully, gloriously robed. This is in the message version. Dressed up in sunshine. All of heaven stretched out for your tent. You built your palace on the ocean depths, made a chariot out of clouds, and took off on wind wings. This is our dad. This is the one who says, I want you to have a spirit of revelation about me and about my love. All right, I'm going to go on. You set earth on a firm foundation so that nothing can shake it ever. You blanketed earth with ocean, covered the mountains with deep waters. Then you roared and the water ran away. Your thunder crash put it to flight. Mountains pushed up, valleys spread out in the places you assigned them. You set the boundaries between earth and sea. Never again will earth be flooded. You started the springs and rivers, sent them flowing among the hills. All the wild animals now drink their fill. While donkeys quench their thirst, along the riverbanks the birds build nests. Ravens make their voices heard. You water the mountains. You know how long it takes us to walk up a mountain, to climb up one? He waters them. Thank you. From your heavenly cisterns. Earth is supplied with plenty of water. You make grass grow for the livestock, hay for the animals that plow the ground. Oh, yes, God brings grain from the land, wine to make people happy. Hey! Their faces glowing with health, a people well-fed and hearty. God's trees are well-watered. This goes on and on and on and on. A description of our dad. He is big. He is big. I want to say it again. God is huge. He is big. He's bigger than we think he is. I heard a song by a friend of mine. It's the most beautifully anointed song, and the music starts off, and you just suddenly feel, you know, swept away in this song because it's so beautiful. And then she says, behold, God is great, and we do not know him. Well, I was in a mode at one time when I heard that song, and I got offended because I thought, what do you mean we don't know him? I know him. I've been calling on him. I've been worshiping him, you know, every day. I know him. And God himself came to my heart and said, yeah, and I'm asking you to keep knowing me more and more and more. And there's a lot you don't know about me. Listen to the song again. I listened to it again, and I was on the floor. I was on the floor in awe of him. And that whole day was an awesome day. I mean, it was just an awesome day because I said, okay, I don't. And in this regard, I don't. You're way bigger than I think you are. And then revelation was coming to me all day long. Songs were coming. There's something about this, you guys. There's something about it. There's something about remembering how big God is. He spoke and bam, it was. And there's not only are there stars out there, not only are there other planets. Do you know what a neutron star is? Check out the neutron star. Google it. It's this crazy mass of broken stars that came together. And this came out of his mouth. This came out of a spoken word of our God. Somehow, scientists believe that the neutron star is so heavy that if you were able to have a teaspoon or tablespoon of it, it would be billions of tons. And if you dropped that teaspoon on the earth, it would go right through the earth. And these neutron stars are huge. Most of them are almost as big as the earth. That came out of his mouth. That's how big our daddy is. Okay. There we go. Come on, God. I don't care if he interrupts me. I don't. It's all about him. This is about how personal he is with us and how big he is. Luke 12:17. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Do not fear, therefore. You are more valuable than many sparrows. He knows how many hairs are on each one of our heads. I think GPS systems are weird, you know? Wild. I got one in my car. Her name's Barbara. We call it Barbara. Barbara's going to tell us where to go. And it kind of freaks me out a little bit, you know, that there's satellites up there following our car. But it's also amazing that we've created these things, you know? And you think, wow, how far are we going to go? But that is nothing to know compared to knowing how many hairs are on everybody's head. We're never, ever, ever going to touch how big he is, ever. I went to Las Vegas a few years ago, just driving through on my way to Missouri, actually, but stayed overnight, and I'd never been there before, and I was walking around going, whoa, this place is massive, amazing. The things we've created are crazy, which you know, is actually, I mean, that is our God nature, that we can create buildings like that. That is our God nature. You know, unfortunately, he gives us these things, and sometimes we use it for icky stuff, you know, because there's a creepy air around that place. But, man, we've made some pretty amazing structures. And I just walked around the Treasure Island, you know, and that pyramid, the Luxor. The Luxor has a light on top of it that shines so high that you could see it from Los Angeles on some clear nights. Seriously, I mean, it's crazy. But after our time there, we drove over to the Grand Canyon. And I stood there at the edge and I went, oh yeah. There ain't no way we're doing this. There's just no way, you know. That's a story of the personality of God, you know. He's kissed us. Here, I've made you to do great things. Do it. Just do it. Because you're like me. I created you in my image. But you'll never be as big as I am. And you got to remember that, because you need something to fall back on that's absolutely valid. That's for real. And he's a wonder. He's a sign and a wonder. All right. Holy Spirit, come. Let's go to Job 38 for a second here. Holy, holy, holy. Let your holiness fill this room. Let your righteousness fill this room. The sanctification of your heart. And our sanctification. You know what it is to be sanctified? Set apart for him. Set apart unto God. Job 38. Then the Lord answered out of the whirlwind. And said, who is this who darkens counsel? Wait, is that where I wanted to go? Sorry, hang on. Yeah, okay. Verse 4, this is where I wanted to go. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? Tell me, if you have understanding, who determined its measurements? Surely you know. Or who stretched out the line upon it? To what were its foundations fastened? I mean, this goes into realms we can't figure out. We just can't. Gravitational pull? Where did that come from? When the morning stars sang together and all the sons of God shouted for joy, who shut in the sea with doors when it burst forth and it issued from the womb? When I made the cloud its garments and thick darkness its swaddling band. It was God. That's who. There's a place. It's escaping my brain at the moment. In Psalms, I thought I had it down here, but where it's talking about how the rulers of the earth become arrogant. You know how some people are, huh? Psalm 2. Yeah. And they're mocking what God is doing, you know. They're saying basically, I'm better than you, or I can do this, or you know, who is this God that, you know, whatever. I'm going to make decisions that aren't based on Him, because He's not really there. And it says there, is it Psalm 2, that He sits and laughs. He sits in the heaven and laughs at that. Can you imagine what that sounds like? I mean, can you imagine? It's probably ho, ho, ho funny and kind of sarcastic in a way, you know, like, except thunderous, because you know what? His voice is like thunder. It's like waters. It's like many waters. His voice is enormous. Let your voice, God, resonate deep inside of us, that our voice becomes thunderous too. Out of the purity of knowledge of you, God. There's a really good book by A.W. Tozer called The Knowledge of the Holy. Awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. In there, he talks about if we just knew a little bit more about Him, there would be so many problems solved. So I think he said 10,000 problems would be nothing to us with more revelation of God. He's massive. He's holy. We did this little exercise at Wildfire. We're going to do it right now. And from this, we're gonna invite God to again reveal to us as we're gonna worship Him tonight. Here's what I want to ask for our worship time: that we would prepare our hearts now. Let's get really, really, really in a position of looking at how big He is. I mean, throw your face down on the carpet if you have to, climb a wall, whatever it takes. We're gonna go into worship again in a little bit, whatever it takes. Think of how awesome He is. Think about the songs that we sing. Think of what they really are saying. The blood of Jesus has completely freed us. It really has, from a curse of sin and death. The blood of Jesus has done this. And from time to time, we just need to repent. We really do. And you know, there's things that mess us up. Daddy doesn't like them only because they hurt us. But there's times we just need to repent, really, just to say, oh, I forgot how big you are. I forgot. I repent to you. However that looks, I repent. I think we should do that tonight as we're worshiping God in this room. I saw a picture about tonight. I wasn't going to mention this, but he's going to show up. He already has showed up. He's everywhere. But he's going to show his power tonight in this room. Tonight, we're going to have revival in this room. We really are. It's 8:45. We're going to do a little thing here in a minute. But we're going to have revival in this room. We're going to have the fire of God touch our hearts tonight. We're going to have His presence touching this place. And I am inviting wind from heaven to come in here and blow through us, blow all over us, and shift our thinking and take our thinking higher tonight than it was before, that it will not go back down, that it will be higher than it was before. And we might seem like a little mouse, you know, in comparison, but there's Mighty Mouse. When we get a revelation of God, boom, Mighty Mouse. Pick up anything. God is going to touch you in this thing we're going to do. Look at the paper. I didn't have enough pens to pass around. Hopefully you've got one. Jesus, there's money all over the ground. Jesus. Let's take our hearts and just put them in a position to hear Him right now and ask this question. And after this, I'm going to ask like four of you to just share within about 30 seconds, okay, what you got out of this. We're going to ask Him this and just write it down on the paper. I'm just going to go ahead right now. God, will You show me something about You that I don't yet know? If you're listening to this on the podcast, do it. I'll take another minute. Do we have anyone that's got something pretty cool you want to share? Rose? Yvonne? Sue? I'll tell you this too, you know, there could be a fear factor here if you're thinking, oh boy, what's somebody going to say, you know? But I'll tell you this, we don't know everything that God is. We just don't know. This is probably not going to fit into our small God box.
I just want to share that you know, a lot of things, you know, God humbles us and humbles everything that He created. Everything is humbled and has to bow down and stuff. And it says like in Genesis that even the stars have to light the earth, no matter how it's you know, it doesn't matter how far it is. It's a commandment in Genesis to light the earth. You know, the moon and the stars have to light the earth. If it's billions of light years away, it's a command from God. He commands to light the earth. And you know, like all the creatures, like Leviathan, the ferocious creatures, like Job, he was talking about Job and stuff. I mean, God humbled those creatures, you know, stuff like that. And, you know, the heavens shake and stuff. Even the black holes get humbled by God. You know, everything does. And everything is humbled by God, you know. God is awesome. There's just so many things, you know, the oceans roar. I mean, everything, I mean, we're like nothing without God. And if God shows us something, we know things only when God shows us. We don't know nothing unless God shows us. So it's glory to the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, you know. I just want to share that.
Hey, Karina, you want to share your thing too? Come on up, Rose.
I saw this picture of him and the Father. He was in a chariot, and the wind was blowing through his hair. And he's just so mighty, you know. And then I thought about that, and I thought, he has more of a fire in his belly than any kind of fire that I might feel inside of me. Because he's got that fire to see things done on the earth. And I just saw his power. He's unrestrained, and there's nothing that can restrain him. That's what I was seeing in my mind.
Thank you. See how many pages of notes I have here? He just wants me to say he's big. Yvonne, come on up here. By the way, I just want to say something funny about the swine flu. I was thinking of how Jesus cast the demons into the swine, and they flew over the...
I hope this is okay, Todd, but when you first started and invited the presence of the Lord, I saw these angels totally surrounding us, and they were like this whirlpool. And they were going so quickly around us that they were literally dropping feathers upon us. And then I kept smelling these odors, and I smelled cigarette smoke, and then I smelled mildew, and it was things that were kind of yucky inside of us. And then I smelled alcohol, and I smelled alcohol that represents physical ailments and alcohol, like the kind we drink, and he was sucking that up, and the gravitational pull was sucking all of that stuff, that residue of stuff that is keeping us in bondage and not entering into the presence, and it's already been done tonight. So when you tell us to enter in tonight, we have permission. It's been done. We've known it before, but we've allowed some of those things to just permeate. And the thing that he told me to say is that he has permeated every ounce of our being.
There was one more that I who was that? Oh, it was Sue. I'm sorry. And then Karina has a quick story she's going to share too.
Okay. Pray that I can do this, guys. I saw the Father sitting on the porch, and he had here, hold this for me because I have to act. Thanks. He was just sitting on the porch. And he had his face in his hands, and he was just having this, he was way past weeping. It was this heaving, gut-wrenching, drooling, crying, just losing control. And he was crying because of being misunderstood and misrepresented. And he was just, I mean, a basket case of tears.
Hey, come here. Thank you, Sue.
Oh, okay, so Todd asked me to share this experience I had where I had a good father growing up. He was always really proud of me, and just I never had a problem relating to God as father, as papa. I could climb up in his lap, and then with Jesus, always easy for me to relate to him as bridegroom and my best friend and everything. But I never understood the fear of the Lord and his holiness, and so it was just something I didn't quite get. But we were at a meeting, and I believe it was Lucas Sheridan or something. Bill Hernandez was talking about this meeting, and got to go see this guy. I was like, okay. And so I was just sitting there, and I just kind of started zoning out a little bit. I could hear him, hear him talking, and so this is not normal for me at all, what I'm about to share at all. I just want to say that. And suddenly my spirit left and I got taken up in the spirit, and I was in the throne room. You know, there's times where you have encounters with God, but this was like I literally got taken up in the spirit, and I was immediately surrounded by the four living creatures. And it was, you know, that where it talks about being, God is beautifully terrifying and terrifyingly beautiful. I was like that. I was trembling under just this weight of this presence. And, you know, as Brianna talked about tonight, the four living creatures with their eyes, that's kind of frightening. You know, eyes all around, and they look like an ox and an eagle and a lion. What is that? And so it was just, I was just trembling, and I turned, and all I saw was this bright light. I knew it was God, and I've seen Jesus before, but it was just this bright, bright light, and I just stood completely motionless. I couldn't move, and I just trembled under the weight of his presence and his glory, and it was just so, it was so thick, and I just, at that moment, I was like, wow, the fear of God really gripped my heart, and I came to this place of, like, understanding his holiness and being in awe of him, because I always knew him so close, and so this was so different. But we were created to behold eternal things. I mean, we were created to behold eternity. And after that experience, I came back, and I was, like, just totally weak. Todd had to, like, carry me out of that church. I couldn't move. I was exhausted for days. It was just, like, physically took so much out of me, and I couldn't sleep. I would just tremble. At work, I just trembled, and it was just like, God, who are you? It left me with more questions than answers. You know, you want to know who God is, but I had all these questions, and I just want to say that questions are, that is such a good place to be with God, to ask him who he is, because you get to that plateau, and you like, you think you have him all figured out, and God will never, never be put in a box. He is not meant to be put in a box, and we can't think we have him all figured out. He does things differently. We think, oh, God, you're going to heal this way, that way. He's so, like Todd said, totally other than. And so I just want to just encourage you to think outside the box with God and allow him to shift things in you. And, you know, it just took me on this journey of just hungry and thirsty for God like never before. It was like a holy appetite, like, God, I want to know you. I don't understand you. I don't fully get you, but I want to dive into the mysteries of God. So I just encourage you, dive head first into the mysteries of God and allow him to show just something new about who he is to you. Yeah.
I heard someone say that if one of the four living creatures, you know, and the seraphim, their job description is to constantly say, holy, holy, holy. And they get up and they fall back down all the time. And if one of the four living creatures came to earth and stood in this pulpit right now, or this, and preached to us, they're going to preach to you about how big, they're going to start describing God to us. And we would never want another message again if it didn't contain God. You know, we've got to know God. Our heart has got to know God. We're made in his image. Of course we do. There's something in us that longs, that yearns to know him. It's there. It's in us. It's in our makeup. So we might as well just go, okay, I want to know more. I want to know more about you. I want to know you deeper. I want to know you deeper. God, I want to know you deeper. Take me up in the spirit. Take me up in the spirit. There's so much more about you. Tell him. If you're struggling on a day, start describing him. Go to Revelation. There's several places. Do a study on just God, what he looks like in the Bible. Find those places and meditate on them. Tell him, you look like a jasper stone. What is a jasper stone? You look like an emerald rainbow. You, nothing You've measured out the earth. It was your idea, and it's a marble for you. All of a sudden, that bad day is not going to be so bad. He's got you. He's got you. Listen to Misty Edwards' song, See the Way. He holds the stars in his hands. And then she says, God is a lover, looking for a lover, so he fashions us. Hey! We're going to invite Holy Spirit to come and absolutely do a number on us, on our hearts. Some people will say, worship is only upward. It has to be all glory to your name. Some people will say, worship is, I need you. It's all of it. We just need to be on our face before God. We just need to look at Him. We need to let His light shine on us and let our countenance just go boom and bling bling all over the place, because He is an all-consuming fire. All-consuming fire. He is. No wonder He wraps Himself in light. He is big. He is totally other than. He is God. He's got your back too. No problem of yours cannot be solved. Not one. Seriously. He made you. He fashioned you. He knows where your veins are, which ones are connected where. He is big. He is big. He is big. He is awesome. Let's just tell Him He's awesome. I want to challenge you, as we go into worship again, find a place in this room to just get before the face of God and begin to tell Him, you are so big. And I want you to change me. Now that I know that, oh yeah, you're so big, I want you to change me. I want you to change me. Take me higher. Take me up in the Spirit and let me see. There's something bigger going on. There's something bigger than I am, and I can be a part of it. Oh, we're not lost. We're not just some puny number. No, no, no. That's why He knows the hairs on our heads. But He's massive, you guys. Massive. Holy Spirit, we ask you now, come like a flood in this room. Come like wind in this room. You are like oil. Pour over our hearts revelation again about more of you. Pour over us. Oh, open our eyes. Open our eyes more tonight. God, we need you. We love how you have relationship with us. We love how you give us relationship with each other. And we need you, God. You are everything. You are the center of it all. God, you are totally other than. I ask you tonight, bring revival in this room. I'm going to ask you, unhindered, bring revival in this room. You're so much bigger than we think you are. Come, come like a flood in this room. Come, Holy Spirit, and move in this place. We believe you. We believe you. We believe that you're really big. God, we believe that you are love. You are pure love. We believe you're a fire. Come into this room. Changing, a shift. Let it be a shift in this whole region. Tonight, from this little room, let there be a shift that takes place, that explodes like a nuclear bomb all over the place. God, because you are big, let us know. We want to know how big you are, God. We want to know, and then we want to know it again, and then we want to know more. God, we love you. We fall before your feet and say, you are holy. That you are holy, holy, holy. And to your invitation, we say yes. We say yes, God. We want to know you more. We want to go deeper in you tonight. And we Jesus, but you're not on our level. We love you. We're coming up to you, God. We're coming up. We're coming up. Take us up in the Spirit tonight.
You are awesome.
Take us up, God.
You are awesome.
We want to hunger for more of you, God.
Take us up.
We're crying out for you. Holy, holy, holy. Asking for a holy night. I'm asking for a time where we are looking at you and we are undone by your massive beauty. You're beautiful beyond anything we know. You're not boring. Holy Spirit, fall in this place. Revelation, fall on us now. We're asking with open arms and open hearts. Revelation, fall on us. Mess around, God. We don't want to mess around and waste any time. We need you. We need to know you. We need to know about you, God. So much time wasted worrying. Oh, God, you're big. You're our Father. You're holy. And we just fall in your arms right now, God. Spirit of truth tonight in this room. Fall, God. I'm going to ask one more time. I'm asking for the extravagant pouring out tonight. I am asking for the type of revival in this room because our hearts are united in realizing, oh yeah, God is big. And I'm asking for the kind of revival that shifts things for real. For real. For real. Really for real. Forever changing us, forever changing the atmosphere in this building, and certainly in this region. We're asking God for healing. Of course you could do it. We're asking for creative miracles, God. We want to see arms grow back. Come on. Cancer completely disappear in a moment because you're big. If we believe that you're that big, we'll be the hands. We will. We ask for this, God. We ask for miracles to break out of this place. God, everywhere we go, hey, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, we ask, God, for miracles. Oh, God, we need you, God. We love you, God. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come move in this place. Come move on us. If we've been stagnant, get us out of stagnant waters tonight. God, put the flow on us, God. Put us in a river flowing where life is. God, get us out of stagnant waters. is too. He is the happiest being that exists. He is the most joyful being that exists. That's all I'll say about that.
With the knowledge of the holy, holy.